Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as always are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
It ain't New Year yet.
Not yet, but we're going to bring it in anyway.
Hey everybody, enjoy the show.
Yeah, the end of the year, this is our blowout. We're going to see how many people we can get to participate. The fact that we've got two people is making me happy.
That's two more than we normally have, right?
You might, if we're anybody that's kind of been around the show for a while would recognize upper left corner is Dave. He's from Florida. He's our guy. Been on the show before. How's it going, Dave?
Upper left corner.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Upper left for the people in the stream. You might not be seeing it that way.
Okay.
Upper right corner is Dale, goes by the internet handle Dale CDL. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. At least yeah. I got one computer that works.
He's actually building one right
now.
He
sounds so excited.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to join in, there's a link in the comment section on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, as you would be aware. But if you want to join us here in the live stream, all you need to do is either hit the link or go to https://3ftpodcast.org/VDO, and you can join in with us. We'd like to see how many people we could get. I have no expectation whatsoever.
Well, but Jim called me earlier today and wanted to know if we were doing this tonight, and I said yes. He said, "Well, when I get home, I'm gonna have to get on there tonight and see if I can get you guys." Because he had a ball last year.
Right? Does he have the same girlfriend he had last year?
I was gonna say, bring another big titty blonde on too. That'd be all right.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got. The
when
same
you start off and you seem, so that's not who I seen you with last time.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's probably why he won't do it. He's afraid of what we would say.
We'll say it either way. It really doesn't matter.
Well, we'll get the admin out of the way.
Dave said his neighbor might call in, Bill, so you're all set.
Oh, now that's all you there, buddy.
No, you didn't want to talk to her last time quite a bit there. Giggling and laughing. So
I giggle at you. Well, I had the liquor giggles that last time. I don't have anything to drink this time. I thought about going
there. She was wishing you had the liquor giggles.
No, that was Steve. She wants Steve to go over to her house and give her the liquor giggles.
She's like, Bill, come over. Watch me shower.
Why are you projecting, Steve? I don't know. Okay,
hey,
so
it's all leather. It's all leather at this point. So.
But besides
like
all this
fun. Riding a bad horse. As long as it ain't a shoehorn, so you're good.
This is episode 48, recorded on Saturday, December 30th, 2023. Show notes will be linked on the website, if I remember. If not, well, nobody looks anyway, so.
I hope so, because I went to all the trouble to copy and paste.
Yeah, that copy usually, I got to tell you, when it comes to the show notes.
I went to all the trouble of actually typing something.
Well, that's the thing. I have to admit freely that when it comes to the show notes, when it comes to putting all that stuff together, that is Dave and Steve been 100% from day one. I don't know what I've contributed to the show notes, but I imagine it's somewhere close to zero. Oh, no. I create the document. I create the empty document. I've
sometimes.
Done that a
not
couple
this time.
Of times. Not this time. I didn't know. But that's only so that I can control where the doggone thing's actually sitting so I can find it to bring it up. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, join us. What else we got this week, guys?
Well, it's the end of the month, so it's the end of the year. It's the end of the pay period. It's about the end of our show.
Taxes will be coming. Yay.
Yeah, we got taxes coming up. I did
It's going straight to Dave. Here.
Let me go right on here, and I did create
he's
a
looking for something.
List.
Like. Yeah, he's looking hard. You could tell.
I created a little list because we had a conversation back, I don't know, was it two shows back about Peterbilt?
Okay.
Yeah, I seen you had something on there about that.
Yeah, so I went ahead and got the actual what it was and how he got started and stuff, and I put it on a little, it's not on a joint show, no, but I just posted it up there. But we were wrong on the date because I said 35 and it was actually 39, and it was T.A. Peetman is the guy. He was a logger that bought a bunch of army trucks from World War One and
looky here,
started modifying. So look at that. We got people jumping in.
Chunky monkey.
So here we go. Well, he's not showing up on the stream. There he is.
There he is.
He'll be coming. So
let's see how many frames.
There he is.
See how many frames we can fit on this. Can you hear us yet, Chunky?
Before it kicks us out.
All yeah, right.
You guys hear me all right?
Yep, there you are. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, Chunky. I'll introduce you for folks that don't recognize you. Welcome back, friend of the show, Michael Lehman, a.k.a. Chunky Monkey. How's it going, my friend?
Not too bad. Y'all?
Yeah.
He was our first graffiti follower.
Yeah.
Stalker.
Yeah. Oh. I stuck a sticker on a fuel pump at a love station, and he found it and jumped on it, sent us an email.
Yep. Love's over there in Bell Fountain, Ohio.
Yeah, that was the new one over there. Yep. So,
yep.
Hey, Denson, Bill.
Just got it built, and you defaced it.
I defaced everyone I can find down here in Kentucky.
All six of them?
There's 10.
Well, Bill's defacing.
And there's the Buckies, so.
Yeah, that's what Bill's defacing. He went again today.
No, not today.
He's tearing up their bathrooms one at a time.
I had to.
Okay, you didn't give us a review on that yet. Chopped brisket sandwich.
I'm not sure how much
I
should talk about.
Is there an actual lawsuit?
That's what the manager that I spoke to seemed to indicate that. You know, and of course
you asked about the shirt, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm just here for a particular shirt. Oh, well, we've got lots of them over here. Come over here. No, you don't understand. I'm looking for one that I'm looking for one that you might have hung backwards for a good reason. I said, I'm looking for the one that says I took a giant shit at Bucky's and,
what did he proceed to say?
He had that, like,
him,
you know,
hauled around a little
bit.
I'm
trying to look like I'm offended, kind of look on his face, like, you know, that's an unlicensed shirt that, quite frankly, is, there's lawsuits pending, like, you know, they've got their legal team on it. We got lawsuits pending. For anybody that's not aware, that's not keeping up, there's a t-shirt out there, that's got
the Bucky's
symbol.
Logo. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it says, I took a giant shit at Bucky's.
At a Bucky's.
And so I asked.
Why would they sue it and not just embrace it?
Well, with that many bathrooms, that's good advertising.
Is good advertising. But they're trying to be passed off as the wholesome family travel.
They have
stop.
A beaver for a mascot.
They call one of their snacks beaver nuggets, for crying out loud.
Right.
And no truckers are allowed.
Literally.
Have you noticed the array of pictures now of the guys that actually probably deliver to them or drivers that are just being assholes pulling up and then taking a picture of their truck in front of it?
Yeah.
In the fuel island for the cars and shit?
When I was there was an Estes truck in back delivering merchandise and two
tankers. Did you go, hey, you're not allowed in here?
Like, you know you ain't supposed to be in here. I should have did that. But it would have
bring
just
that
been,
shit from the road and towed
I know.
It
I should have had my phone with me and filmed a little. But, you know, I don't think the way I should think about these things, I guess.
So it was, what you're trying to tell us is it was a no-go on the shirt.
It was no-go on the shirt. However, if there had been a shirt, I am now officially qualified to wear it because
oh,
I made
the photographic proof.
I made fortuitous use of the stool while at said Bucky's.
Wow. Bucket free day. What is up with that?
I didn't like it. I got to tell you, because usually it's not bad if you got one of the ones, you got the bar right there that you can hold of. That way you can twist yourself.
Get so your feet up off the ground and, yeah, push.
It's not good. It's not good when you're
Before we get too far into this here, I can't believe that we've glossed over, I forget his name, his shirt up there that says, Dad Decisions to Make Good Stories. Look at him. He perked up now.
Yeah.
Dale.
Does that pertain to any particular story, Dale?
No, actually, when I visited the Uranus Fudge Factory and
the original one in Missouri or the one in Indiana at 222?
The one in St. Roberts, Missouri.
Yeah.
And I was walking around there. Because I actually parked at the Road Ranger and walked across to get to there. It was like a 10-15 minute walk across this narrow bridge with no sidewalk, which was not the best decision I've made, but anyways.
That's the shirt, huh?
Especially when there were two semis crossing the bridge at the same time, yeah. But yeah, I saw this shirt hanging there, and I'm like, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That reminds me of that bridge when you're coming, what is it, from Missouri into Kentucky. Over on the west side over there, there's a bridge just like that that feels like you're going to smack head on because there's just barely enough room for two trips to get by.
Is that this Route 62 bridge?
I think so, yeah. It's because you go by the Charleston Flying J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been on that one in a long time.
Yeah,
but
Dan
I remember.
Said that's Haiti, Missouri, yeah.
It reminded me of the old Goffles Bridge in New York City.
Oh.
Where there's two lanes going this way and two lanes going this way. And the bridge was built and, like, they've replaced it. Now, I can't remember if they replaced the Verrazano's or if they just replaced the Goffles. They replaced one of them. But there's one that goes from Queens on to Staten Island, and there's one that goes from Staten Island into Elizabeth.
Well, the Verrazano goes from Staten Island into Queens.
Okay.
No.
But I was on one of them.
Oh, no, no.
Jersey to Staten Island.
No, the Verrazano goes from... They're not a couple East Coasters, are they? And one's from New
Brooklyn.
York.
Brooklyn, Queens, yeah.
Yeah, now Queens is on the other end. That's where 95 crosses. Right.
You see, because of mental trauma of going through there,
I'm gonna bring this up.
I blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah, the Verrazano goes from Staten Island into Brooklyn. Is how it goes. Yeah. Right.
No. So
remember how narrow it was? You could roll down your window and touch the other truck's mirror.
Yes.
That's
well. When Dan gets on here, and I hope he does. Dan, years and years ago, when we were kids, we teamed and we picked up a load of explosives out of Arizona and drove that all the way across country. We delivered that to JFK Airport, and we went across that Verrazano, and that was a nightmare because it was Class 1 explosives, and we had to wait for hours to get the right, because they'll have certain times of the day where they'll close the upper half for trucks and make you go on the lower half, and then, you know, the opposite. Well, they had to shut down the whole upper half for us to get across. That was just a wee bit of a nightmare.
Well, you remember on Old 24 right outside of Huntington going up there on the Old 24?
Yeah.
When it was still two lane?
Yeah.
And you get to the top there by, what is the town, that little dinky town? I remember coming back on a Friday night driving a cab over Freightliner and smacking mirrors with another truck on that curve. And it's like, oh!
Okay, Dave, wow. You're right. It's the outer bridge. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not looking at this right.
Wow. Bill, did you hear that? Or Steve, did you hear that?
No, shut up. I ain't done yet.
I got family there. That's how I remember it. They lived in Staten Island.
I think, is there still...
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Or one tunnel?
What's that?
Is there still only one tunnel that you can take in there?
And it's about shit.
The Lincoln Tunnel, is that?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Midtown Tunnel. Was it Route 25, I think?
I've never done that.
I've seen the signs for it, and I've seen trucks go in it, but I've never been on it.
Yeah, I don't think you can even take a semi into Manhattan anymore.
Gotham's Bridge. Yeah, you can. You have to. It's where 95
is. That's where we went last time to get all the equipment that we hauled out of there.
No. Into Manhattan. I mean, you can go into, Queens.
We went
into
Staten Island and hauled out. There was an auction in there. We hauled out all sorts of equipment out of there.
Yeah, I remember because I went. What's his name? Remember?
And then we
but you didn't go into Manhattan. You went into
we went into Queens.
It goes into Queens. Yeah, it's the Midtown
tunnel. Yeah, because Manhattan is closed to semis. You can only take straight trucks in Manhattan.
Well, okay.
Then maybe it wasn't. I can't remember.
Like I said,
I just know I didn't care to go in there at all, especially pulling oversize out of there.
I know, and I didn't have to. Yeah, I talked Jeff into switching with me.
We have to be nice. My mom's on here.
No, we don't. So, Dave, where in Florida do you live?
Inverness.
Inverness?
Outside of Wildwood.
I seen on Facebook that old Bubba Branch is hiring a local heavy haul driver for another truck, two trucks he bought. Did you see it on Facebook?
I did not see that.
Quad axle W9s look like. He said he's hiring two drivers, all sorts of benefits and stuff, but you had to live in that area. And I'm like, boy, if I lived down there, I'd think about going back to work.
You did live down there.
I don't know.
You better come back.
Yeah. He's got nice stuff.
Does he just haul local, or how far does he?
I'm not sure how far he goes.
Are they day cabs or sleepers?
Yeah, they were W900 day cabs. Okay. Quad axe. Pretty nice looking.
They have as big a motor as yours?
Oh, well, probably not.
Yeah.
You've got that kind of motors in them anymore.
Yeah. Most of them don't have tugboat motors like yours did.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that was a marine diesel. I couldn't even believe they had to take up half the cab. I've never actually gotten that truck, but I can imagine half that motor was sitting next to him.
Fun to drive.
Yeah, when you got 800 plus horsepower.
You passed everybody but the fuel
station. 800 horse. I mean, at what point are you just twisting the tires right off the beat of the rim?
Jake braked it coming down that one hill in Ohio.
The one where you smashed 100,000
on, and yeah. I tore the splines off the axles.
A couple times you've had to put rear ends under that.
Well, they didn't put heavy duty rear ends. That was a stupid thing, but yeah.
Need Mac rear ends.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is our King Mac guy.
Yeah.
Need a Mac suspension on that bad boy too.
Ain't nothing better than a
double hump suspension. Yeah.
Ain't nothing better with a one stack with a wind in the back.
One stack Mac with a wind in the back.
That's right.
Cluck cluck chicken truck seat to the floor. Don't give a fuck.
I drove a lot of them Macs, roll off trucks, solid suspension. Oh.
I drove those in the Army. They weren't Macs.
You got dentures now, don't you? Knock your teeth right
out.
That's
why my sciatic's so messed up now. Coming back to haunt me.
But I've been told that guys that drive Peterbilts make more money, though.
Yeah, but they're not making it from driving.
The old joke was, Dave, what the difference between a porcupine and a Peterbilt is.
What's that?
Porcupine's got the pricks on the outside.
Yeah.
Are you sitting there popping bubbles of your...
No, I've got a mess on my desk in front of me, and I'm trying to
sounds like you're sitting there popping the little bubbles from your bubble wrap.
Them kid toys, that's the poppers, just to keep them... Like the fidget spinners they used to have, the popper things.
Yeah, there we go. That's kind
for adults with ADD.
Well, I think, Chunky, you drive a Mac too, don't you? And yours a Mac? Your quad?
I think Chunky's got a pretty bad connection or something.
Yeah, because he's got a four axle or three axle?
Five
axle. Quad? Oh, we lost
him. I see his lips moving, but I don't have an audio.
Chunky, log out and then get back on with like a 480p video. It'll make it work a lot better. I think we had that problem when you were on before.
Yeah, John Back says Chunky's got a Mac.
Chunky's got a Mac. Oh, man.
John's the one we met down in Louisville, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
Remember, he come up and talked to us down there in Louisville.
Yeah, and Chunky kind of lined it up for us ahead of time. He's like, "I got such and such come and say hi to you down
there." By the way, why don't you give out a good announcement there?
Hey, yeah, by the way, come and join us.
Hey.
Saturday.
Dollar. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. That's right. Anyway, Mid-America Trucking Show at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Be there. We'll be there. March, I'm getting an echo from you, one of you guys. March.
He's the only one talking.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my echo on. Okay.
Dale is just so lasered in on the camera.
Not moving. Can't tell if it's working. So it's, what is it? March 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
It's during your birthday. That's why we figured you'd remember it.
Yeah. Be there and be square and bring me a birthday
present.
We
are going to take him to the titty bar this year.
Yeah. We're buying him donuts.
Get him up on the stage and have him turn his underwear into suspenders.
No, I cannot come home with glitter on my face.
Who said you're going home? We got 3-4 days over there.
We're going to take him, get cheesecake, and let him roll around that cheesecake.
You already know.
Let
me just go on ahead. I am not overwhelming. I am not threatened by that waiter, by the way.
But you are to the cheesecake.
That cheesecake will make a man cry. I'll tell you what. place down in Louisville in the, let's say, Bohemian District. What was the name of that place?
Ditto's.
And they've got, the food is fantastic. I mean, just hands down. It's kind of like a bar kind of, I don't know. What would you describe the place?
It's sort of retrosexual. Kind of.
Retrosexual.
Bistro.
Bistro. Yeah, there you go. And
one of them uppity words that you don't know what it is for sure. What direction
now? This next
his sister did.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, my sister lives in Lexington.
She showed up and then got a table, and he didn't even know she walked in. And he's like, "That you look familiar." Oh wait, that's my sister.
You guys were kind of acting weird too. Like you knew she was coming. I swear,
I had
guys
no
were
idea.
On it.
I always act I was weird, there to so drink I don't know and what eat. You're talking about. I was in character.
No, she turned us on to it, and the food is fantastic. But they've got listen to
it's
me.
It's a little expensive. I'd probably dropped $300-$400 there.
Well, yeah, but you paid for like 9 people to eat. Yeah, that was
That wasn't bad, really. For that many
not people. Really, no. And
but you ordered 4 meals
because we were taste testing, Dave.
We were taste testing. We have to know what restaurants to mention on our show, and by God, this is one of them. But the cheesecake. Let me say this. Let me get this out. The best cheesecake I've ever had. I've been around this globe 6 times, kids. That is the best cheesecake on the planet. Now
hold on.
What say ye to that?
I don't think it was the cheesecake.
I think it was.
The sugar gravy sauce that they put on.
That's what I think it was.
We can only describe it as sugar gravy.
There was no words for that. It was just.
It was like a. What would you describe that sauce?
It was a party in my mouth, Bill.
It was.
Yeah, it was just nonstop.
Party in the front.
I don't know how to describe it, but like a sugar gravy, it was.
Like an eclair sauce. Well, it was lighter than that, though, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah, it was. It was like a mousse. Almost like a mousse flavor.
I think when we're there, I'm going to order ahead a whole one to take with us.
I feel like it's one of those things that you could overdo real easy.
What's that, Chunky?
Who puts a mousse on cheesecake?
Good boy.
I put it to you that if you come down there, Chunky, we will take you there and buy you a piece of this cheesecake because,
by the way,
we want to get the word out about this cheesecake.
Never say no to cheesecake.
Well, there you go.
You are running out
of excuses as we speak.
As everybody knows, as you're driving south on 65 and you see the big arena where we'll be on the left, look at all them crowded houses on the east side of the road, and it's back in there hidden somewhere.
John in the comments says your mic is as bad as your hand jobs. So
he must one of those you, Chunky.
Chunky, 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 there's one of these things we can fix. We can help you with, but the other one you're just going to have to buy a better mic.
We don't have anybody on here named Mike, do we? Wait, that's him. That's Chunky.
Do we have anybody named Mike?
Do we have? We got one or two.
Dave's looking. I said, "That's Chunky's real name, dude, Michael."
Oh gosh! So yeah, come see us. What booth number are we at, Dave?
Oh shit! What? Here we go. Don't you're listen to him. It'll be fucking wrong.
That's why I asked him and not you.
It's well, I only six. Have it up here. I got too much. It's I got three six. Screens going right now.
00057.
Oh my god!
60057. So what's that number?
60,057.
You son of a bitch.
I feel it every time.
You give him an extra zero and he is screwed, dude. you can tell him at work to start paying him less. He wouldn't notice.
I could say 657. That would be look.
We could cut his paycheck in half and he'd never know the difference. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, come see us, folks. I'm not going to buy everybody a piece of cheesecake, but if I like you, you never know.
You might get a donut.
Yeah, if somebody gives us donuts, we might give you a donut.
Who brought us donuts last year?
I don't remember. Who was that?
All I know is on our website here.
All I know is people was bringing us stuff all the time.
Yeah. Here, you guys are fat. Go ahead and eat that.
My favorite thing is when Dave went down there to the chrome shop for the truck show down there at Wildwood. Yeah. Three fat truckers. Where's the other two? Did you eat them?
Yeah, that was a recurring theme.
Need to get Dave a shirt that says I hate the other two or something.
Okay, guys, I got some heroin. Never mind. I'll just do it.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
We got more.
Well, they need to hit the link on the website. Come on here.
Yeah, he wants me to send him the link, so I'll send it to him.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. I don't think this is what I was looking for because Bill hasn't updated the...
Updated the what?
For announcements. Don't have the truck show on our page.
No, I've not added anything to the website yet. It's the holidays and...
First of the year and all that good shit.
Yeah. After this show, I'll start putting all of the accoutrement on the page.
So we got some... Notes here, Dave. You wanted to go over some news or what?
Well, I
or
thought if you wanted bit. To get into anything serious, I threw up some on there.
Well, I
end of the year
stuff here to have fun too. So
yeah, I threw up some end of the year.
Well, I've
stuff.
Never seen a DOT agent look like that.
Well, I have. She was a bitch too, man.
Oh, like spread her legs and the furnace kicks on. That
no,
kind of
she
thing.
Lived right there in Zanesville, Indiana, right down old 303. She worked.
I've never
the
had much luck with
back
those
here
people
years ago. See, we get trucks going around a scale on that road.
They know oh, that yes. We're on there doing that. I've been doing it for 300 years.
You can't do it now because they made that bridge 10
times. It's gone now. That weight restriction is gone.
Oh, they rebuilt the bridge finally?
I don't know, but the weight restriction is
Dave,
no
I'll tell
longer
you right
there.
Now, it'll take 100.
I know the one.
Them all out for them.
I know the one on Bluffton Road will take 160.
It will take 160. Yeah, it will.
And I
at
got
65 mile an hour. So in case it did fall through, we pulled her across.
You know, I got blamed for it.
I've got a theory about those weight restrictions on those bridges in the middle of, in the right smack in the middle of industrial areas on main routes.
Exactly.
They'll put a 37 ton weight limit on a bridge, and they're just dying for somebody to come across there and damage it to where. Now their insurance
so
has
they
to
don't
pay
have to
for
pay
the
to
bridge
get
to get replaced. Like, come on, yep. You people ain't fooling me.
Well,
I'm smart.
I put some little bullet points talking here. Since we got guests on the show, we'll let them answer some of these.
There you go.
Okay. This is our second annual New Year's Eve show.
Second.
Yeah, we did. We did New Year's Eve last year, but. Yeah. New Year's Eve coming up. What's your favorite drink? Ooh. Anybody? What's that?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Hey,
coffee. So non-drinker.
Non-drinker.
Okay. Yep. Dale, favorite drink?
Well, I can't say I'm a non-drinker, but like what I have in the fridge is the first six-pack I've had in like 7 years.
It better be good.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I showed up the grocery.
He says O'Doul's. I'm gonna tell. I'll tell the joke that I got on the phone about that.
Bud Light again. No, it's got to be Modelo, doesn't it, Dave?
Modelo. Yeah, Modelo's the new one, not Bud Light no more.
Nope.
No,
Line Google.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice.
I like the shanty.
I like the shanty too. And what's the one that's kind
of? I thought you was gonna pull out some O'Doul's there.
Paul. Yeah, some near beer.
Dale, I'm getting everybody mixed up.
Yeah, because I also like things mixed with vodka. Otherwise,
new one now. Oh, now we got into some drinking. Me
too. Usually more vodka. Okay, Chunky, what's your favorite? Howdy do? He's thinking.
Yeah, we got a new one now. We got a new little brew pub up, so.
And?
I didn't hear what he said.
He said he's got a new brew pub. I'm going to try to crank his gain up. There we go. Try it again, Chunky. Yeah, you got a terrible internet connection. You must be on Wi-Fi or something. Anyway, we'll move on to you, Steve. What's your
the one that's in my hand?
What's that? Is that that Pappy?
That time.
Is that that Pappy? What is that, Dave?
Pappy
that,
Van Winkle? No, I can't afford that shit. Just like bourbon. Bourbon. What's your favorite?
So, I'm kind of partial. If I'm going to the store and I'm going to buy something to treat myself with, if we're talking alcoholic, I like this bourbon barrel ale, which is basically just liquored up beer, mm-hmm. but it's got the real good. I don't know what kind of bourbon they use. But it's kind of a split beer bourbon flavor, but you got to watch it with this stuff because it will
sneak up on you.
Oh, it'll get you hard. Cause
I remember drinking a lot of Harvey Wallbangers too. I like that for New Year's Eve usually.
And of course I like the Long Island iced tea, but it depends on where you get it from, right? Because
2 or 3, you're done.
You're done. You ain't
Most places won't give you more than 2.
Yeah, on the Long Islands, they won't.
Well, but they five they, shots in each one. They're giving you 2. That's 10 shots. You're out the door, bud. What about you, Davey?
They vary in what they taste like, you know.
I'm pretty basic. I don't get off on a lot of weird drinks anymore. Hungover too much back in the day. Mm-hmm. But I was a big Tanqueray and 7 guy for a long time.
Really?
But I pretty much... I got tired of waking up thinking I sucked on a pine tree all night. So,
not the Almoretto and Coke like they used to drink back in the day.
Yeah, and we used to drink at Irish whiskey shots. But I pretty much stayed to the. I'm a Bud Light guy now since Bill.
So, well, Dave doesn't drink, so we guess we'll go to Dale. How many does it take to get you drunk, Dale?
Well, it depends on if
I'm... Oh, my goodness.
It depends on if I'm eating anything with it.
Look at the head on that.
Oh, my God. That scared the shit out of me.
What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. I need to screenshot that to scare the damn mice away.
Easy does it there, Whitebeard.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's what I started to tell you.
Like cut glass.
That is funny. Hi,
so
Jim.
How many, Dale?
Well, depends on how high test it is and if I'm eating food. Like, if it's like 7%, 7 or 10%, and I'm not eating any food, usually I can start getting a little dizzy at about 2.
Yeah, that's the thing about those bourbon barrel ales. You got to watch them because they're the first one will go straight to your head, but it takes you're going to get halfway through that second one before that hits, and then by the time that hits, you're kind of like in denial, so you keep drinking that second one, and then you go to get up, and that second one kicks in, and that's the one that gets you and smacks you right in the back of the head.
Like I just had one of the ones I showed you for dinner tonight, and that's all I will do is this one. But if it's the low test, you know, Bud and Coors type stuff, mm-hmm. I can probably do at least two or three. But if I'm eating food, I can usually do a little bit more.
Usually one or half bottle, depending on how big the bottle is.
Yeah, it's sort of like the coffee. The doctor tells you you can only have one cup of coffee per day.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
5 gallon right. cup or 2.5 gallon
Does
cup.
Does it depend on how big the cup is?
That's what he just said. He's like that.
Doctor ever says that to me, I'm gonna have to go shopping.
I have a friend that actually had a 16-ounce coffee cup.
Gee whiz. I'm sure I've got one. I think I've got one that came with a Hershey's, one of those, you know, the gift sets you get, you find at Walmart at the end of the year for taking over when you don't know how to buy anything for anybody. And it came with like Hershey bars in it. And it's just this like unwieldy sized coffee
just unwrap rug. The Hershey bars, you leave them in the bottom of the cup and fill it with
I don't coffee. Know what happened to those Hershey bars. The memory is all a bit faded at this point. We lost Junkie Monkey. I don't know if he gave up or what.
His connection was bad.
It was bad. I told him to switch it to like low resolution. That way it would work better.
So whose granddaughter was on here, Dave? Hart?
Oh, that's Hart my Page. Granddaughter.
So it's Paige Hart. It's backwards on there.
Right.
Okay. So, hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Seer.
We welcome all family.
Keeping you
members.
Honest. Now you got to watch your language, you dirty mouth trucker. Well,
if my mom can be on here and deal with it, then anybody can.
Hi, Bill's mom.
I don't know if Bill, she's still on there or not.
Bill, have you ever considered that these bridge weight restrictions are actually still there and somebody just stole the sign?
That's what happened in Markham.
Well, I test them all. They're fine.
No, there is a sign there now. What was it, Jim? Do you go across that bridge in Zanesville?
It's been a while, but it's a ridiculous weight. It's like the weight that's out there on Bluffton Road just past the milk plant.
Yeah, it used to be like 34 or 37 tons, but now it says 44 tons for a combination vehicle, which...
Correct.
Yeah, but the one out by the melt place will hold 160 because I got yelled at because somebody drove across
there
talking to
me. Well, it's because somebody was talking and distracting me on the phone.
Distracting
nobody. That would never happen.
Oh, gosh.
And I was following my permit to the T till I missed the T and turned
it. Well, yeah, you were coming to the shop and it's like... You're not coming to the shop.
Yeah, I was supposed to go out and around on the 469 back to the interstate and back in the expressway.
Look, if you're a truck driver and you have not missed at least 30 exits by talking to somebody on the phone, you're a psychopath and nobody should trust a word that comes out of your mouth.
Okay. I will give you that, yeah.
Well, my one buddy just quit driving up there on Angle Road for Sycamore. I've been I don't know how many years now. I mean... 16, 18, something. Been there a long time. We finally got tired of their crap and went to Miller's. And he sent me a picture of the truck and trailer that he had. It was empty. And it was 19 axles with the cradle in the middle. And empty, he was, what did he say? 90, almost 100 empty.
Wow.
So that's some big boy trucks there.
And he was permitted for 360. And he had one electronic transformer they put on that belly of that cradle of that thing.
So he could only haul 260 because he weighed 100 by himself.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Is that one of them where they have to build the little bridges?
Little bridges.
Yeah, where they put the steel down over a bridge to make the bridge stronger.
No, it's where he's the only one on the bridge.
Well, some of these I see are so heavy that they lay a steel trussel over top of the pavement, and then the trailer drives up on that because it'll help hold the weight of the bridge. That.
And there's times just the more heavier than I could get there at where you guys are. They would have permits where I was only
going to be on the bridge. Boys, look at this.
Yeah, boy, look at this.
Is this working all right now?
It's a lot better.
I just sent a link to Tim because he wanted to get on
there. I
just
went over to my phone.
Oh.
Even though Dan can't figure it out.
Well, what's going on with Dan? Dan, what are you having trouble with, buddy? Because I guarantee you, you're no dumber than any of these guys.
Spreading the love, ain't you?
I'll second that motion.
You're just on your phone, ain't you, Jim?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I thought. Yeah.
I mean, we just got home from.
Just tap the link that's on the comment section, and that's really all you need to do. Give your browser. It'll open in your browser is how it works. You really don't even need to know that.
It sure did.
And give it permission for your microphone and your camera. That's really all there is to it. So,
By the way, pretty quick and easy.
Yeah. Did you notice how good I look on here? Man, that is a nice clear picture.
You look a little pale, Dave. You need some color.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you need to go get a suntan, maybe.
Chunky's a little pale, too.
You're looking there a little pale, Dave.
The one that's that got color is old Dave since he's down there in sunshine.
Well, he lives in Florida. What do you expect? But he's coming to Illinois.
Vitamin D.
Hold on. He's got a hat on. You got any hair, Dave? Nope.
That'd be a hat.
I was going to guess that right away because, our Dave up here, he's always got his hat on backwards, too. Who's dog, Chunky?
That's my dog.
Oh,
he must be by the front door.
He made him take his hat off.
Not me unless the wife's barking.
That's the wife's barking.
He made him take his hat off and scared the dog.
Here he goes.
There he goes. Yeah, for those that are not aware, our guest in the upper left, he's famous.
Yeah.
He's
listening to him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's rich and famous. That's why he's
famous
living in
my
Florida.
Own head.
He's not living in Florida because it's the best place to be homeless. He's actually rich and famous for doing dog voices.
Dogs. Well, you did turkeys and
dog whispers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gets all sorts
uncanny.
Of
uncanny. Give us one that we might not recognize.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, you know what a duck is, so.
Well, yeah. If you're gonna tell us first, then yeah.
Well, you said you wouldn't recognize it.
Don't listen to Bill. Bill just rambles.
Only ones Bill knows is the sheep sound.
And he always takes them out there to the cliff.
Sheep are liars. I'm telling
you. He'll pass
right
a field
now.
Of them and he goes, don't hurry up or they recognize me.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
First liar don't stand a chance.
Yep. I got to let my dog out. Hang out a second.
That means he's got to.
That's why he's barking. He's like, let me out. I got to piss.
Yeah, he's got to take a piss. It ain't the dog.
Come on, I got to go.
What do we got?
You heard the duck air, didn't you?
Well, there goes our paid talent. So let's see.
You listening?
Damn, he lives in the forest.
Yep.
Sounds like a horror movie.
That's Duck Dynasty. That's duck calls.
Go ahead.
I hear locusts.
I hear like a movie projector or something.
No, those are locusts. Come on, pay attention.
Okay.
Well, it's not me. I got to let him back in a few seconds.
Time's up. You said seconds.
Well, a few minutes. We'll start barking on board.
Okay. Got any more of these questions you want to get into?
Yeah. Go ahead. You guys get drinking, do you get mean or do you get funny?
I get chatty.
Depends on what we're drinking.
Well, Jim didn't get into the questions, so you got to throw the...
What's your favorite drink, Jim, from New Year's Eve? Favorite drink?
Either Coke and Crown or my bourbon.
There you go.
And then he goes angry.
How many does it take to get you liquored up?
Ooh, I can answer this one.
Bill knows.
A lot.
Last Christmas party at work, huh?
I don't think I drank at the last one. I let my missus drink on that one.
We didn't have any booze at the last one. Oh, no.
I wasn't there the last one, but the ones before that, we got kicked out at all of them because
we
started drinking the liquor that we won in the drawing, and you couldn't carry in.
You didn't. It was already there.
It wasn't a reason to carry it in. It was already there. and it was empty. The bottles were empty when we left.
Yeah, that was at Gigline's. We had a pretty good old time right there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I thought it was over there. The golf course is good too.
Yep. That was a full. That was an actual
on hell of gas.
Yeah,
it was. We did Gigline's 1 year because I guess people were getting tired of the other place, so we went to Gigline's. And then back to the
tired of the other place.
Well, yeah,
kicked out of Gigline's. So
I kind of like that spot we go now out there and. SDI?
Oh, yeah, Union.
County Line? Yeah, Union.
Yeah, Union.
But they don't have a full bar
They have a full bar.
No, yeah, they do. They had beer. One kind of beer. And that's
talking it. There.
No, they got liquor.
They got liquor, too.
Yeah, because I drink at least one Crown and Coke out there.
What, out at the at that barn?
The Union? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, ask me.
Dogs are back.
Let me in.
I think the food at Gigline's was better. It was an actual meal because our boss eats like a 4-year-old. And God, I hope he never hears.
He has a palate of a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Well, if he can't handle somebody telling him that he can't live on like spaghetti and hot dogs.
Hey, we had meatballs that he loves from the place out there in Georgetown, and we had Pizza King pizza, and then barbecue.
Pigs and pigs. That's what we had last year too.
Yeah, and I believe we had Shigs and Pigs last year too, if I remember right.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes,
the chicken was good.
By the way, Jim, you can put her on the camera if we're going to hear her. Let's see.
No. Excuse me, I'm the boss.
Take a look at all these pictures right here. It can't get any worse than what you've already got on screen here. Well, I suppose that's not necessarily true.
Because I know Jim's voice didn't get that low. You know, as he's sitting there talking, it's like
it's not low, Dave. It's higher. You don't want to tell a woman she has a low voice.
I do.
It's higher.
He caught himself halfway through that, though.
Yeah, he did.
I know it didn't
get lower.
Dave's
there.
Like, hey, baby.
What's going on?
That's all right. I'll wait till I catch him out at Sam's Club again. I'll sneak up behind him.
I think I still have that picture,
just
too.
I believe I smart when he ain't looking.
Well, that, too, even.
Throw in that $5,000 bottle of whiskey they got up in the glass box. I mean.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you're talking. That'd be a good one there.
So you guys never said, do you get funny or mean after you've been drinking?
Jim gets funny.
Funny? Days?
Funny, sleepy.
Sleepy.
I get sleepy, but it's after other things.
So you got that you got that whiskey wood?
Oh, yeah. Let me know when you're done.
I usually wait till morning. Morning works better. Granddaughter, don't listen to none of this.
Granddaughter.
Yeah. He sticks around a little longer.
Hold on. What do you mean? Granddaughter? Is your granddaughter like 30, Dave?
Well, she almost, yeah. We went
she
out
almost
cruising.
30?
Yeah, we went out cruising chicks one night. So
you went out cruising chicks?
Yeah.
I think Dale's still having problems there, Bill.
My missus was prompting me, Dave, and I'm going to try and...
I didn't hear
her. I says, the missus is prompting me here. We've seen some of your pictures there on Facebook of your daughters. How in the world did you get such good-looking daughters? As ugly as you are.
Me, Dave, me.
Oh, no, ask the mailman. One of them we call FedEx, so I don't know what's up at
FedEx.
Hey, Dave, I tell you what, I got one. I found I had a brother this summer.
Did you?
That I didn't know about.
Wow, that's a heck of a summer.
He was the milkman's.
He was the milkman. Bill's got a couple of them.
He was the milkman. My dad was the milkman.
Oh, your dad was the milkman.
Yeah. Yo.
His dad was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
we're truck drivers. You gotta spread the seed. That's what we're designed to do.
Spread the seed.
Oh, that's,
you know, farmers. And I think about that a lot. I think
did
about
that one story I made up about that guy in all them states and how many kids and wives he had. I think one of you bought it, the one of you didn't.
I'm sure I got it wrong. Same.
I'm sure
probably.
I got it
wrong. Whatever it was, I got it wrong.
So let's go down a line. Start at the top. I'll go first. Well, 2023 Kenworth. Next.
Next.
What do you drive? What do you drive? Dave?
You ain't got no 2023 Kenworth.
2022, Dave.
2021, I'm sorry.
Or 21.
21, Kenworth. How about you, Dave?
I drive an 88 R model.
There you go.
I have an 89 also.
He drives the real man's truck.
He drives a work truck.
That's right.
One stack Mack with the window in the back.
That's a, it's even red.
Mm-hmm.
Dale?
It's beautiful.
20. I just got another one because the other one broke down. I think this one's a 22.
Oh, gosh. You guys are adorable.
He's a new guy.
2024 Cadillac Escalade.
Do you really?
I just looked at one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you look at the price tag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just looked at one of those new.
I can afford it, but I just don't know if I want to buy it yet.
I looked at one of those new Jeep Grand Cherokees.
The Wagoneer? Sweet.
Yeah, the nice one. Starts at $105,000.
That's is that for your other daughter?
Yeah.
Come on, Bill. Get on the bandwagon here.
What are you driving, Jim?
I think mine's either 2019 or 2020 Kenworth.
Yeah.
Chunky?
2015 Mac.
Another Mac guy. I thought you were. But you got more axles than Dave does.
Last but certainly not least,
Dale.
The 2010 Kenworth W900L.
That's right.
Tell them how many miles are on it. 18
forward gears and a Georgia overdrive, buddy.
You didn't got no Georgia overdrive. Tell them how many damn miles is on it.
Oh, 1,416,000.
Just getting broken in.
It had 700,000 when he bought it for me. I say bought
the first
it for
million
me.
On that blue truck.
That thing rumbles when it runs. I don't know how much more time we got for that blue one. It's been to hell and back.
What do you drive, Dale?
Twice.
You didn't hear Dale? He's got the 2022.
It's a 2022. Really? It's a T680 Kenworth.
That's what I got, a T680.
Wow, he's got the newest of the bunch there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Must have a better boss than you guys.
Well, I had a 2023, but it suffered a nervous breakdown of the transmission shift module or something to do with it.
Automatic, all electronic.
It's sat right module. Next to the flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
Now, is it an automatic?
Yeah, it the automated manual. Yeah, it decided that it didn't want a downshift coming down Grapevine, coming into Bakersfield.
Right.
I had my Jake on, come down the hill. Jake comes on, going down. I start passing other trucks, and I'm like, okay. I look down my speedometer. I'm doing 75, and I'm like, why are you still in 12? What's the brake? Slow down, not shifting. Whack the the thing to downshift.
Yeah.
Beep. What do you mean beep? Meanwhile, I'm still going like 70 to 75 miles an hour down this hill. I'm not heavy. And I'm barely like 10, 15,000 pounds. And just going down the hill. And he's like, whack, beep, whack, beep. So I start slowing down, and it's the ramp.
Panicking.
It's the ramp before you get to the pilot.
Right.
It's one of these ones where it's like two trucks wide, where the shoulder. So I slow it down and skid to a stop there. You can smell my brakes for like the next hour.
Yeah, I did that once coming over to Grapevine in the 80s. Had them nice and smoking all the way down.
So they left it in Bakersfield. They rented me a GMC Traverse after 2 days of being in the hotel. Took everything out of the truck and then drove from Bakersfield, California to one of our terminals in El Paso, Texas.
Well, that was a short run.
You know, like 900 miles.
How much freight can you haul in that Traverse? Can you get 15,000 pound payload in that Traverse? A
couple pallets to put the seats down. Stack it down.
I got quite a bit. I was surprised I got it all in there because I told them, I said, I might have to come back for this. And they're like, yeah, that's
what a nightmare.
But I got everything in there. But yeah,
That's Bill's biggest fear. They're going to make him get a new truck, and he said it'll take me a month to get everything out of my old one.
Oh, God. It took me 3 hours to move into that truck, I remember. But I've been in it for, God, 7 years now, I think I've had that truck. 6 or 7 years.
Hey, I know. I wish you'd get your microwave out of my garage.
I don't think I'd be able to fit that thing. I mean, unless I can get it.
It's probably sitting right beside that new barbecue grill you got in there.
No, it's actually, it's out back.
What happened to the other one you had in the garage? Did you get rid of it?
No, I got another one in the garage, but it ain't
brand
new. That's
what I'm saying. I know there's one or two in
there. Brand new one's out in the back. Yeah, I sold all my... I used to be quite big in the barbecue business and sold everything that went out and bought more. So
I got award-winning barbecue.
He used to be. He's just downsized but still is in.
It's no big deal. I'm just...
No. It's just a hobby that got out of hand. Yeah. Hold on.
Like, it did get out of here.
You see that, Bill? Those are air quotes.
Yeah.
If you could see my fingers.
Well, you know, you don't realize how many 15 to 20 cases of ribs that is and how much work it is to cook all of them. And so, but that's and a
how,
good day.
How many
but you're doing the Lord's work. You really are.
Well, hey, that's true.
I do plan on when I hit, I'm going to hit a couple extra shows this year, whether it be Houston or down to Florida or whatever.
You can come to Leesburg with me.
These ones we keep reposting as far as food places and stuff, like one out of Eagle Pass, Texas.
Or right.
Up north, hit Arlene's or something. I'm going to hit a couple of these places. And
I heard of a new one today I never heard of. What's the one called the East Coast Jamboree, and it's in Virginia? And it's supposed to be the East Coast biggest truck show?
I don't know what's the biggest. I looked it up last year when I was looking through all the shows.
Because it seemed popped up, and they were saying, yeah, it's big. Because it's had a drag strip. They have the races. They have the truck races. They have poles. They have the show, the chrome. I thought,
good place to take the old smoker. Talk to people and find food to eat.
That is true. Jim, you got to come down to Louisville this year.
Well, that was the plan, but something has arisen that I'll be announcing to friends and family here that kind of changed things around for that month.
He's having a baby.
Oh, dear God, no.
Apparently, he bought some Viagra, and now he's not leaving the house. Something risen.
He's got to get his glass prescription renewed. You know,
that. He's got to walk out the door like he's carrying a couch.
What the heck are you talking about? I haven't left the house since November the 3rd.
Well, yeah, but why rush into anything?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so you lost your wallet.
See, I told you he was having
I did.
Well, that just goes to show, Jim, some guys never learn.
Yeah, I know, dadgummit.
Well,
but this one is well worth it. She is
well
worth it.
Congratulations. Matter of fact, in about 7 hours from right now, my buddy Bruce is tying the knot, trying to squeeze it in for the end of the year. So he's getting married tomorrow.
Trying to get the tax break, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
you can file jointly, right?
You know, Bill, they were disappointed you weren't there. They just go, we drive all the way up from Anderson, and the guy from Weendale can't make it. Come on.
For breakfast? Well, that's just Bill. He's rude like that. Sleeps in, oversleeps.
Undersleeps.
I don't feel good.
So do you wanna rattle off some of those year-end stuff? Did you glance through it, Bill, since we got it all posted up there? Have fun chatting with everybody.
I'm on the chat room here. trying to get Dan and his silly iPhone to work.
He's on a chat room, Dave.
He's got an iPhone. Either one of you guys using an iPhone?
Yeah, I am.
No.
See, he's having trouble with
chat room he's in, Dave.
He's having trouble. Yeah.
Black holes. I mean,
Okay, so what did you want me to do?
Round and brown. I mean,
you want me to read this news? Is that what you want me to do?
Sure. Yeah. Well, sometimes. Just give it a highlight. You don't have to. It's way too much.
Just all the blue lettering.
Just read the blue lettering. No, it's so people can go online, look up themselves if they want. It'll be in the show notes. You can see all about it.
I promise I'll get the show notes on the website this time.
You mean you haven't been? I gotta go back and check.
I wish I could say. All right.
So I'll ask him if he's seen something on the Facebook. He goes, I don't ever get on there.
I don't. I'm sorry, folks. When it comes to, I'm a technical person. I really am, but I'm not. I am not real savvy with the
He's not a media. Social.
I'm not a social media person. I don't understand hashtags and all of that, adding people and all that crap, which I know for podcasting is terrible, because podcasting is by design a social networking charged kind of thing. But anyway, moving swiftly along, our first article on Regulation Front 2023 was a year of wins and losses, and this is from Transport Topics at ttnews.com. You can stay on top of transportation news at the link that will be in the show notes. Over the last 12 years, Department of Transportation officials have been claiming safety gains thanks to the National Roadway Safety Strategy. Billions of federal dollars for infrastructure improvements and regulatory proposals aimed at mandating assistant driver systems for heavy trucks. At a House Transportation Committee hearing on December 13th, Ann Carlson, acting administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, said the trend in fatal accidents has slightly decreased in 2023. That's not exactly how the year began. In a January session at the Transportation Research Board conference, top DOT officials were calling the state of the regulatory union an urgent crisis, largely due to a troubling increase in the number of fatal crashes on the nation's roadway. As a result, in 2023, the regulators began putting a full court pass on truckers with a variety of proposed rulemakings, including automated emergency braking, side underride guards, concerns over long-range plans in California to transition their fleets to electric vehicles, and fight off legal efforts by the Golden State to tamper with the industry's decades-long independent contractor model. For truckers, 2023 was a year of plaintiff attorneys still winning nuclear jury verdicts and hefty out-of-court settlements in truck accident litigation. But there was progress by American Trucking Association's Federation shepherding legislation passed in state legislatures limiting damages in accident cases. Then there was a problem with marijuana.
Never.
Which continued to thin out large numbers of truck drivers who tested positive for pot, but were not willing to enter into a required return-to-duty program. It's amazing. People will give up everything in their life to smoke weed. I don't know however else. Yeah, see, we got one, you know, just to the northwest of me right now. While 2023 had... Yeah, pause for comedic break. While 2023 had some...
regulatory victories. Our work is not done and will continue into 2024 and beyond, said Dan Horvath. I've been real lucky with these names so far.
You have done pretty well. I got to give you credit.
Well, there's some pretty low balls for a change.
Low-hanging fruit.
ATA Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Safety Policy. We were busy drafting comments in response to rulemakings this year, Horvath said. While all significant in some way, the team weighed in on some proposals that were pretty comprehensive. Our comments in response to the CSA/SMS methodology changes stands out, as well as other recent response to safety fitness procedures. To be sure, there were several significant proposed rulemakings and announcements posted over the past year, many drawing concerned public comment from the industry. Some of them include...
Then hold up here. There ain't no sense reading all these. There's a lot of them. Let everybody go through in the show notes. But it gives you an idea of what we've been looking at and going through for the last year. And you can click on a number of one of these links, and it'll take you to the story so you can find out more if you want on each one of these. And so we just thought we'd bring it up as a year in review on some of the stuff out there. Like Bill said, I'm amazed with the marijuana still to this day, and they're going to fight to get around that, even though they're working on ways to try doing it. So
there was a thing on one of the TikToks that showed a progression from like 1960s to now on states far as medical and not legal and recreational, and it showed what states at what years they actually changed over and how many states have changed, and there's a lot now.
Well, just like the CBD oils and stuff, but marijuana is nothing what it was in the 60s that it is now. It's stronger. It's more potent.
Well, it's the medical they sell.
Well, they went in and refined it.
Yeah, they've geneticized it to where they can make it target certain things. Normally, back in the day, when you smoked weed, you get high and you get hungry and get the munchies. Now they have weed that will not make you hungry, not make you tired, more or less for the pain management and stuff, people that have certain things. And
not make you high.
I'm saying, it does all sorts of stuff now.
Hey, if it would, I would use it if it'd cure me. I mean, I'm not bashful.
You know, I'm of two minds with this right here.
What's wrong with you, Dave?
Right now,
sciatic problems.
Right now, even if Indiana or any of our home states, you know, it really doesn't matter if they legalize it. I don't see DOT ever allowing us to have it in our system. Well, number one, because it's still a Schedule I controlled substance on the federal level, you know, and DOT is
federal supersede state. Yeah,
and especially
the federal government still not legalized it in the banks and stuff. So
I mean, I kind of grew up. I grew up very the blue collar, law abiding. You know, it's just wrong, and there's no gray area. You know, and as the old people in my family have been dying off slowly over the years, less of those voices are in my head, and I'm kind of weaned a little bit on a lot of that. And
if they got to come up with a way to test if you're high from short distance to long distance, because it'd be no different than somebody going out for the weekend, getting drunk, and then Monday morning coming back to work, fine and dandy. Now, with pot, it's the same way. You can go out and get high over the weekend, but you come back to work Monday, it's still in your system as a reading sensor. They need to figure out a different way to test it to where you're buzzed or not buzzed, because that's basically what it is. Because it's going to be in your system for quite a while. I mean, I grew up back in the cocaine days, and cocaine was 3 days.
Well, gone,
you know. So,
have you noticed? I haven't caught any news here lately, and when I have been catching, it's been on TikTok or Facebook, and they're talking.
Yeah, that's
about
where all the good news is.
They're talking about World War III and all the Chinese
trust is
the Chinese dragon and all the Chinese coming into the southern border, and how many 2,000 of them so far, and in a 13-day
And Biden is killing this country.
Well, and yeah, and they keep showing all these people trying to storm the border, and they're down there trying to get across, and they're waiting to get hauled back off and stuff.
Yeah.
And all they ain't hauled back
off. They're letting them in.
I don't speak a whole lot of Chinese, Dave, and I can't read a whole lot, but I think I understand this one.
What's total? I got that one. Yeah.
Oh, that's the cream of some young guy.
You read Chinese?
I can read that one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one
ton. My daughter messaged me and said, hey, what are you reading? I'm like, I'm drawing. Hold on.
That's one ton soup. Isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that wonton soup?
Wonton? me like.
Speaking of wonton.
Name of some white boy, number 9, no snow pea.
Yeah. You know, we went to the Chinese buffet over Christmas Day, and I can't believe that guy, the manager was so rude.
You've
so
seen rude. The same thing on they are playing jumping at the piss out of him right now.
He says he come out every hour. Shake my fist at you. You still here?
You scare my wife.
You scare my wife.
You leave now.
You you eat vegetable. They've broccoli.
They've been playing his things all over Texas.
I know it is.
Goodness, I don't know why all
I
of
forgot
sudden.
How.
Well, and it was two Chinese guys that were.
It's two Chinese guys that were watching it. And he goes, man, this is straight out of 85.
Yeah. But me and Bill talked a long time ago. Old John Panette lost a bunch of weight. Old Ralphie May lost a bunch of weight. All the
then they all die.
Died after all
Yeah, then they all die.
It's Bill's like they sent somebody after him.
Bill's like screw it. I'm going to be fat.
I mean, they've been telling us for years we need to lose weight or we're dead. Well, look at all these folks.
They do. Well, they both lost like 100 and some pounds each and like.
That logic
next calls next it's going to be Fluffy because he's lost 100 pounds.
He's got to think about it. He's got to be thinking about it. He's got to think, man, do I really want to end up?
The best one of his kids I still love is what he talks about his bus driver, Dave. And Dave's his bus driver, and he talks about building a wall. And some politician talking about building a wall, and they get all pissed off. And Dave's sitting up front there laughing, and he says, Dave, I don't need to hear nothing out of you. You turn around and drive the bus. And he shuts the little sliding glass window. And he's up there laughing and goes, hee, hee, hee. See, I built the wall and you paid for it.
Well, that was Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes.
Fluffy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Super funny.
He's hilarious.
Better watch it.
I do have a question about the automated braking.
Yeah.
What do you guys do in a snowstorm if that thing's braking? Is it going to instantly jackknife
nothing,
you guys?
Because I don't have it.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I don't have it. It's not on mine. My brother's truck has it, but they took it off because
I knew guys that had
the
it.
The mud don't
and
work
I would
very
cut
well.
In front of them on purpose and then take off.
You're mean.
Because the brakes are your worst enemy in the snow.
Yeah.
Well, the guys that when I quit Genova and went there to Riley's, I they got new trucks right after I quit, and all the new trucks had all the cameras on the front and the sides and did the automatic braking if you got too close to them. Oh. I'd see them get off on the bypass there, the Airport Expressway, and they get going, and I'd fly around them and get in front of them and cut them off, and their truck would go, and they get on radio, you son of a. I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, I didn't know that was you, you know? I'm like,
yeah, you're still here. You leave.
I knew your truck did that.
Are you still here? They don't know you in your 5 time.
Did you see the thing where they were showing the, instead of having mirrors on the side of the trucks, they're cameras, and you got a camera.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What do you think about that? Not that's having terrifying.
No, instead of the mirrors are gone, there's these big,
no, they wasn't big at all. They was tiny. It was less shit sitting outside of the truck for aerodynamics kind of deal.
Like wings or something. And, there we go.
Uh-oh.
I think we're getting somebody.
Yeah, thank you.
It's cameras pointing straight backwards, and then there's these. They look like tablets hanging on the A pillar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes. No thanks.
Now, we'll have a different conversation once you know if any of us live long enough to where we're any of this shit's forced on us.
Well, if it'll work too.
Well, forced on us is going to change, because you know as well as I do, every 4 to 8 years they change.
You only got a few more years, you'll be done.
I'm like Dave up there on top. I'm going to go get me a little R model and do me a little on the side with an old truck. And yep,
exactly. Got to watch him ones on the side.
You heard about that lady went and get her appendix taken out. Doctor sewed up the wrong hole, so now she's got to make money on the side. Come on. Bad. That was pretty bad.
That was a little good. That was a good one there, Dave. That was a good one.
I'm still trying to figure out what that. I keep seeing clips on TikTok, and it's a girl. It's from some movie or something where she looks like she has a butthole for a mouth. Have you seen that?
No, but
I don't know what it's called.
Oh,
she's like,
sounds like
a potty like an mouth. Asshole. I mean, she's all wrinkled up, little hole.
You say potty mouth, Dave?
And she can't talk. And all of a sudden, she's dating a guy, and she gets naked. He gets behind her. He's like, whoa. It must be switched, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what movie. It's a movie. I'm serious. I'll have to see what it is.
Get her coming and going.
I keep seeing video clips for it all the time, but it don't tell you what it's called.
So
who's our new guy?
That is Dan, a.k.a. Redneck.
Bill's buddy that can tell dirty stories about Bill.
That was my old team partner when we were kids.
That was a snuggle buddy.
Yeah.
A snuggle bunny.
We did it twice back in the day. That was back in the year.
Hey, what happens
once you suck one, Bill? You're liable for life.
Yeah, you don't have to keep going on. You know, once is enough.
We had so much fun the first time. We thought we'd do it again, and I don't remember why we did it twice.
Because you liked it the first time.
It was fun, but we were young and homeless. We were fucking homeless. Don't even candy coat it. We had nothing else going on in life. Both of us just recently
young
divorced.
And homeless.
Yeah,
hornless.
Yeah, we had homeless.
I thought you said hornless.
No, we had horn. Yeah. So
we had no life.
Some of that high, you got Chunky Monkey getting undressed too, right in front of us.
So what do you guys think is coming up here this next year? What do you think is going to be our
more
biggest problem out there on the highway? Anything new? I mean, they've got a trillion dollar infrastructure.
100,000 Mexicans and Chinese people coming across the border.
Okay.
And Biden not doing nothing about
taking
it.
Taking your jobs.
The only thing I know is I want the guy to build the bridges that I push the orange barrels down, because that
Chinese
guy is
guy
good.
Take my job.
He's got orange barrels for 15 miles straight as it can be. And
it's
nothing else
storing.
Going on. So he might as well be the guy on, put that man on a dozer or something, because he's got the orange barrels down pat, you know. So.
The big one up top?
Yeah. Ooh. You say the nice
big one
things,
up on top?
I forgot I didn't have him muted.
Yeah.
Who's the big one?
Well,
we are three fat truckers. You can narrow it down.
Yeah. Well, is all of us together? Is that a geagle or a gaggle or
a geagle?
It's a geagle. It's a keagle, Dave.
It's a keagle.
Where's your keagle exercise?
I heard a flat tire.
Strengthening your prostate.
We're looking at about 3,300 pounds of beautiful truck driver right here.
That's right.
We put it on
300 pounds of truck driving.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I might be underselling it a bit. I don't know.
Three.
He's going to do the math
right now,
real quick. He's going
to. One
do
of them's not, but $180, $160 up top there.
Talking to you, Dale.
And he's
what
eating.
Are you, Dale? 165, maybe.
He's eating. He's trying to get there.
Last time. My last physical, I think I was, it fluctuates between like 163 and 168.
I fucking hit it on the nose, Bill.
I ain't bad.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're the winner.
Yep, yep.
Okay, how many, everybody else here.
How many is under 300?
I'm just under 300.
Okay.
I'm under 300.
Oh, hell no.
And when I say just under 300, I mean like 297, something like that.
Well, how many is under 350?
Everybody. Oh, you're not?
You're over 350, Steve?
No, I'm not. Never mind. Duh.
Because I thought you lost a little bit of weight.
I'm here. 328, something like that.
Yeah.
Tall.
But I'm 6'2". I'm not. What are you, Bill? 5'?
Hey, I'm taller laying down than I am standing up.
5'9".
Yeah, Bill's taller than me, yes. Believe it or not.
Steve.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I really, Chunky?
5. Yeah, Chunky's a small guy, aren't you?
Yeah, he's 5'7". You're 5'7"?
Yeah.
You're 5'7", same as Bill.
340.
Well, hold on. What size are your shoes? Are they size 8?
No, 9.5.
Mine are only 10.
That says a lot.
What?
You know what they say about big feet?
I got duck feet.
Big shoes.
Mine are 14.
I wear a 22.
Yeah.
You do.
That's the size my condoms are.
Millimeters?
Millimeters. All of them right away. Millimeters.
We milligrams. Got a Google.
Yeah, and I'm.
Oh, we're measuring by grams now, huh? My granddaughter's on here, boys. Have a little respect.
Yeah, really. Come on, you started this.
Hi, granddaughter.
Granddaughter, we respect you. There, channel. I said it. Yeah, now we can move on. Only need the tip, Dave. Only need the tip. Then just tie it
on.
Oh, Darlene's here. Good.
Hi, Darlene.
Howdy. Yeah.
I don't see it. Oh, there she is.
That's your sister, right?
A-R-L-E.
That's your sister, right?
Yeah. The one in...
Hey, Darlene, we were talking about you earlier about Ditto's and the cheesecake. So you have to come see us this year again.
We'll even let you buy.
Yeah, you'll have to conspire with Dave and Steve again and come and see us again and have that...
We'll even go to that Mexican restaurant we ate at twice.
You know, that was good, too.
That was a good place. It's right across the street from our hotel now.
Yeah. We will hit.
I wonder if we'll see our neighbor again.
What neighbor?
Tanya.
I need to plug them or something.
The insurance ones that she went out with us that one night and then show up the next day because they went out drinking later.
Yeah. And then
come in all hungover, remember?
Ubered in and they stopped out front, made them walk from the gate entrance.
Well, they had to puke out there on their way in.
Pouring down rain.
God, we were in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
She goes, "Where are you guys going party tonight?" Bill goes, "To bed." I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. All three of us each night. Like, well, see you guys later. And but who was bright eyed and bushy tailed the next morning every day of that?
We were up and at them.
We were up and at them, you know, ready to go. Whereas the young people, they were all still reeling from.
Yeah, that's them young people.
We're aged and we know better.
Not taking that trade show seriously. They're out partying.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason we know better, though,
is we did it in the day, and you feel like you can't recuperate when you get old.
No, you do not recuperate. We ought to stay for the tractor pull this year. They were shuffling them in right as we were leaving.
I don't know. We left because of the storm, or I remember there was a big storm and a lot of damage was done.
Yeah, because that blew that one down, and I don't know. I slept through it.
Yeah, he slept the whole way home because our producer.
I had a co-driver.
Our producer.
Hey, I drove down. He can drive back.
Yeah.
I knew the way there. He knew the way home.
Well, kids, we're at an hour and a half here, and.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Why don't we go for another half and then call it a new year.
All right. What else we got on the docket, kids?
On the docket.
When we get there this year, Bill, are you going to go to the barbershop with me then?
For
the
what?
The one I found?
It depends if I need a haircut or not. I need it more.
You got to go, dude.
Oh, that's right. You cut my hair, didn't you?
Yeah. But I went because it was hard to get an appointment into that place. But, I'm trying to remember what the name of it is here. I'm trying to find it. But they do the beards and the hot tie, all the stuff, dude.
It's a real barbershop.
Yeah.
I got one here in town I go to, and I actually like it.
There's one in Wayndale that does the hot towel and the heated shave cream.
No appointments. First come, first serve. Walk in, sit down.
Yeah.
White Swan. I love it.
They still just call that white swan, do they?
Well, I do. I don't know if they do, but I do.
I'm just wondering because you used to hear it all the time back in the day when they talked about the grocery store.
They got rid of the, I think all that's left is the hardware store. The grocery store is one of them thrift stores. The Fat Chick bar burnt down, so it's gone. Now there's a Napa there.
Here it is. I found it, Bill.
And
Beachmont. That's the name of the street.
Well, we'll see how it goes. What about the, there was a Dollar General that took over the, what, huh?
I was saying, go ahead.
No, Dave was saying, what'd you say?
There was a Dollar General for a short time there where the grocery store was. Is that still there? Or?
No, it's a thrift store now.
Oh, that's never a good sign.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to ask you before I forgot about the young lady that had that old blue Kenworth that came from Arizona to the truck show in Wildwood. Did someone pour something in her fuel? What's her name again? The young blonde? Yes. Did they ever find out who did that to her truck?
No, I didn't know somebody poured some fuel. I know she had a water pump.
Yeah, she had something on there. Somebody did something to her truck. Yeah, that was a while back.
I was hoping I never
she
heard
was off
what
the,
they.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Are you guys still on?
Yeah, I sent you the link. Just log on.
Well, oh, Tim, I hear him.
That Brundage?
Yep.
It'll work on your iPhone.
It should because Dan, after
he keeps coming on and off here.
Well, he keeps walking around the house with it.
Just hit.
Well, he's sitting still, looks like. There he is.
Bring it up.
He's still because it's dropped
bring
out.
Bring it up
on
and hit the camera one.
Wonder how many we can keep adding.
I don't think there's a limit.
I don't think there's a limit. Smaller and smaller.
Just the pictures get smaller, don't they?
Yeah. I want to see it make another fourth row, though. I want to see how that works. This is more people than we had on last year.
Joy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dan wants the link again, Bill.
Do you want me to put it in the comments or
hold on, I'll see if I'll send you another link. Let me call you back. Or just I'll send you another link. Are you on Facebook?
We're so organized, aren't we?
All right. let me retry it.
Copy and paste it off of the comments.
I did.
Yeah, just go down to Facebook and you get on live and do it. You guys loving this conversation here? That's why I want to get the phone hooked up. Keep talking. You're on the show. Everybody can hear you, Tim.
Well, it's not exactly Dolby Atmos quality.
All right, that'll work. Bye. That's truck dollars. Truck drivers and technology go together well.
No, they don't.
Like oil and water.
That's right.
No. I know we've talked about this before, but I remember having to stop with a calling card and a payphone.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Call check at 10 and 2 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you needed to get a back call, check back in 30 minutes, find the next phone. And you start dialing in the calling card number, and it'd be like 20 numbers long. And if you screwed one up, you had to hang up and
start all over again.
And, oh, my God, it was just atrocious. It was terrible.
My family used to get me those calling cards for Christmas. Give me a whole bunch of them. To
buy a $10 one, $20 one.
What kind of crappy ass?
Well, they'd have guys selling them in the parking lot, like a pile of them that thick. You know, $10, man. Yeah, like they was any good. You know.
What kind of crappy thing is? You got to get a calling log to talk to your family, and that was your Christmas present.
Oh, there's Kim. Hey, that's the same lady that was there last year.
I don't got him yet.
I
got to rephrase.
Uh-oh. She looks better. Leave her in the picture, Tim, and not you. She looks better.
I don't.
I remember my name.
Hey, there he is.
Remember her name?
Blondie.
I don't see him yet.
Oh, he dropped out.
Well, I had to send it to her phone.
What's that? That was my ex-wife's name. I never forget that one.
Londy?
Okay, me and you need to have a talk.
Who is he talking to?
Who am I talking to?
He can see Brundage, but we can't. And why he's not that? On the stream either. I don't know. It's separate WebRT
Street. He's on the Ninja.
Yeah, he's on yours. Yeah, he's not on the main one.
I've got 9 of us on here.
Yeah.
That's what I got is 9.
Well, I'm going to refresh. Mm-hmm.
I got Dan. Well, Dan, yep, there's Dan. The feed, Dave's gone.
Yeah, he's not on the
live Dave just went bye-bye.
Dave's back.
Yeah, they're not showing up on the live feed, though, on Facebook.
No, they're not. They're just on the Ninja.
Well, no, I mean, okay, the way this works is there's a separate stream going between each. It's like a spider web. Well, and then there's a separate.
The Facebook thing's been locked up for a while. I haven't seen anybody move on it. All I
see
is
Tim, but he's got to do something with the picture.
You got to click on the picture every now and then because it'll just stop. But anyway.
What else we got? Know what software you're using.
Software? Yeah, I use the hardware. I don't like software. More fun when it's hard.
He just looks hard. Things hard, doesn't it?
Yeah. It'd be great to see what you look like. You're just a bunch of fuzzy stuff.
I bet she does have fuzzy stuff, Dave.
I don't know. It's just
yeah. What have you been drinking?
Apparently not enough. I can't see her.
I'm seeing double.
Tim needs to put a hat on. There's a little bit of a glow on the sign. Hey, that's better.
So some of you can see him and some can't. That's great.
I see. He's right underneath Big Jim. Then I got Dan on top of you, and then Chunky's on top of Dave. And
I can see everybody,
too. Let's do this. I'm about to make it all go away.
Uh-oh. Bill's gone.
Well, Bill's back. Refreshes.
Bill!
Did it help?
I see the original.
There he goes.
I don't see her.
That didn't help.
Nope.
It's just going to find. It's their camera.
Yeah.
I see there's an entry there for somebody, or there was, but no picture. Oh, well.
We'll figure it out.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we got anything?
So what's everybody's plans for New Year's Eve tomorrow? Anything?
Yeah, I'm working New Year's Day on my way to Georgia.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up. What'd you say, Kathy?
We can't hear a word.
She said, get drunk and have a lot of sex.
Have a lot of fun.
Oh, Tim.
I'm going to tell you right now, boys, Tim will not be in to work on Tuesday or Monday. Monday's a holiday, so.
He might make it by Friday.
And tell him he's got to take some flowers to the hospital.
By the way, I'm seeing pictures already from all my Australia friends that are celebrating New Year's right now.
I was hoping Cliff was going to be on here. Get him on sometime.
He's drinking. It's New Year's Eve, Aaron.
Not yet.
Change in the wind.
Yeah, it's tomorrow there.
They're before us, I think. Ain't they?
Yeah. They're a little ahead of us. Yeah, they're all celebrating. So.
Yeah, because we had a guy from Perth, Australia on one of the other shows a couple weeks ago. That was interesting to get
day and a half
up.
Ahead.
Well, yeah. it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon for us. It was 6 o'clock the next morning for him.
Oh, geez.
Do you see our other breakfast lady?
They're on here. I don't know. The feed's all screwed
up. Michelle did.
Who can you guys? Who all can you see, Tim?
I only see the original 9 or 8.
Yeah, it's just. The original ones.
I don't see
ones.
Tim.
I don't know what's going on with Tim's feed. It keeps popping up on the director's panel, but no picture, and then it goes away.
So you just can't see Bill and Dave's all the ones you can't see.
Well, it's not on the mainstream going to YouTube either. So, for people that keep asking me what software I use, this is a combination of a web-based application called Video Ninja, which I take a WebRTC stream from and run that into a piece of software called OBS Studio. And OBS Studio has the ability to pipe off video to any of these online platforms like your
no
Facebook live stream.
I just think it's being a little glitchy, and you can have a bunch of people on here.
It's very much that it's very touchy because it's very dependent on the quality of the internet signal for each individual person, because it's not a server based thing. Each one of the pictures you see in front of you right here is a separate stream coming and going from each one of these people individually. Yeah, and then the whole picture of us all together that gets sent off to Facebook is a separate stream in addition to all that. So it's kind of complicated the way it works, but I use it because it's free and open source, and I do not have time to explain why that matters.
Stop for a second so I can hear Tim. What'd you say, Tim? Anybody else in the shop been on? No. So far, just you and Jim from there.
Yeah. And he ain't on now, so.
And they can't see you right now. You can't see them. They can't see you. I can see everybody for some reason.
I can say I can see everybody.
Jim sees everybody.
I see everybody.
Tim doesn't.
But the reason that'll happen is because every single one of these streams is independent from the other. Yeah. So if you don't have a good enough.
Well, I'm sorry internet. You guys can't see this, but Kathy is naked now.
Hey, that's all I needed to hear. I can just make the rest
of the
head.
They're all crying, Kathy. They're all crying.
Oh, my goodness.
Put it back look, on. Look,
you
it
can
it
tell
on.
Jim can see it. His glasses are fogging up.
I'll probably go upstairs and make the wife wear a wig. Oh. And
so, okay, now I see Tim. Tim,
now
is,
you?
Tim
you see,
is this
you
your...
You see her, too, don't you?
Right.
Naked?
Okay. This must be his New Year's girlfriend, because this ain't the one he had last
year. That's
week.
The one he had last year.
Yeah, it is.
I had to look twice, too, to make sure.
The one he had last weekend with the brunette.
Do you got a brunette? Do you have a brown wig, Kathy? Do you have a brown wig? See, Dave?
Okay, I knew there was something funny there.
It's for Tim, though.
look how frustrated Bill is because we see everything and he don't see nothing now.
Well, neither do the people that are watching or anybody that listens to or watches the show. So I mean, this is going to be shit content for anybody watching the program. That's for sure.
I can describe it pretty good. She has got no clothes on, Bill. Sort of tan. And hold on, pink or brown? I think they're pink, Bill.
I'd rather have a cheeseburger.
You mean
cheeseburger nipples? Bill's rather have a cheeseburger, he said.
Gotta tell you.
Spoken like a true fat trucker.
I'm just over it. I'm quite over it.
Burger King approved.
I look at females and I think child support, so I'm quite over it.
You look at females and think that's so exhausting.
Oh. Yeah.
You want me to send a link next door?
Huh? No. Ask Bill that. Ask Bill.
Hey, you leave Bill out of this. This is you and Dave are the ones that like to go down to the nursing home.
Where is the producer here, Mikey? Why is he not on?
He's
here?
Probably watching, but
yeah, but why isn't
watching
he?
He's camera shy.
Commenting.
You know that.
Oh.
He's next door to your neighbors, isn't he?
He's always
make sure she don't fall in the shower or something.
Holding her up. She holding the walker in place that way she can steady herself.
Steady as you go.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of here, kids. What do you think? We've been on here an hour and 42. It's been
hour 37.
Hour 41.
Okay, so I got an hour 43 on the Facebook. I got an hour 42 on OBS.
There you go.
So anyway, it's been one heck of a good time. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit overwhelmed by
hold
it
on,
all
Timmy.
Because
Bill's signing us out here.
By the way, as we're talking now, I must have bumped something because now everything you say is coming up on my. I'm getting the writing of it, so I must turn my.
Oh, you need to quit. You need to leave shit alone, Dave. I'm telling you.
I got my tablet out too today. So.
Well, quit fingering stuff. You'll be fine.
Oh, that's the only way you get to know it is finger it.
You figure it later.
If you don't trust it with your fingers, you're not going to trust it with anything else, okay?
That's right.
So,
oh, shoot.
So, all right, guys. Kids. We had a heck of a good time. I want to wish everybody a happy new year.
Yes,
I hope that everything you want and dream of comes your way in 2024. If not, then I hope you at least get a quiet place to sleep anyway.
All of you guys got everything for Christmas that you didn't want.
I got nothing.
You start off a brand new year.
Got a flat law, nothing.
I'll get you the same thing next year.
We're going to congratulate Jim because he's getting ready to hang himself. Well, get married. He hang himself.
He already tried dying on me once. He can't do it again.
Yeah don't okay. die.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
I want to thank Dave from down there in the sunny state of Florida for jumping on here and working at us. A little duck call.
Quick roll call here. Dave, Dale, Jim, Chunky Monkey, Dan, Blast from My Past, and of course my cohorts, Dave and Steve.
And Tim and Kathy, they're on here. Well, they're
Tim and Kathy. Yeah,
I got you.
But for Dave and Steve, I got to tell you, this last year has been nothing short of magical with this show, and you know all of the
you're making
people.
Me feel all tingly inside, Bill.
It's okay. Get a little moist. It's all right.
I gotta use my mouse with my left hand here for a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just gas.
It passed out.
God, you
don't light a match.
Anyway, we will see you all back here in 2 weeks. I guess I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not. Hell,
we said that last year, and we made it a whole nother year.
Boy, we made it a whole nother year. I mean, so,
check you guys out.
We got two more to hit 50.
Yep. Two more to hit 50. Yeah, so, which we'll have that. We'll have that in our 60
by the truck show. So,
isn't that something? God sakes. So, see you in 2 weeks, folks. Until then, I've been Bill
and Dave
and Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful new year.
Back at y'all.
See you, folks.
Bye.
Later, bye.